Well, we're talking some rugby today with our very own Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing, Weeksy?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning to all the listeners there on 91.2 FM and 2fm.com.au.
Well, there's a lot of sport that's sort of up in the air at the moment, if you will. What have you got for us local rugby wise? What's happening with our local competitions?
Yeah, of course, in the juniors, they had a meeting last week to try and finish off the season when it came to the Northwest Regional. They'll be looking to get it done by the end of September. You can find out more through the Facebook page, Northwest Regional. We'll hopefully get a junior season finished. Of course, we do have an October of the seven-a-side state champs as well, so we'll look at that in the fullness of time. Also, with the seniors, of course, Newcastle has decided to just put on pause the season.
Yep.
So it looks like we might be heading the same road as what we're doing with the Santos Central Rugby Premiership. As I've been told with the Santos Central Rugby Premiership, is they will now stop the season when we come back. From the first week, there will be one place four, two place three in first and second grade, and the ladies. That will be in Gunnedah, and that will have the Lorenz Gunnedah Red Devils who finish first take on Tamworth Pirates who finish fourth, and then the earlier games will be the second grade, of course, and then we have Narrabri. Santos Narrabri Blue Boys taking on the crew there from the Walker Rams. Now, all this stuff should be on the Facebook page, Central Rugby Union, or go to the website there, cnru.com.au. Also on the way through, we've just got to mention that, hunterrugby.com.au is the place to go to when it comes to finding out a little bit more as what's happening with Newcastle. But there seems to be a keenness there to finish off the season in some shape or form with what could be a sort of a replica which is going on around the traps. Of course, that's happened up in Brisbane,
yep,
where they had the first week of the playoffs, and, of course, that continues on Stan on Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, it's just one of those things moving forward that that's what's going to happen likely. So all the details will be there. Also, just wanted to wish all the best to everybody, the Mainland Blacks as well, commiserations, and also our thoughts are with the club on the death of Paul Fletcher. He was a big part of the Blacks experience. So if you want to send any message or anything, go through their Facebook page. Also, of course, go to maitlandblacks.com.au.
Weeksy, what have you heard regarding Shoot Shield? It's been shut down for a long time. Is there anything new to come out of there?
I would look at something in mid-October where all the Waratah players could do one of two things, and that is play three games, one in the city, of course, at East, because we did have the city-country game slated.
Yes.
And a couple in the country where we would have either the city versus country, or we could have a New South Wales Blue take on a New South Wales Red team, which would be a possible Frosbles, just from the point of view that Darren Coleman would then be able to get to see his players play,
yep,
before they go into the pre-season in November. Just because we've had no rugby, it doesn't mean the professional players don't keep training.
Well, they want to get paid, they need to play.
Oh, that's the reality with that as well. So it's one of those ideas that would be a fantastic thing to see. We'd be opened up in a big way in October anyway, and that leaves opportunities not only for that, but also maybe one of those games to be played as part of Grand Final Day in either Newcastle or Central Coast or Central. So it's a really interesting challenge to see how we go with all of that.
The Wallabies and All Blacks, we're trying to get that organised. Was meant to happen in Perth. The All Blacks said no thanks very much. So it looks like the very next time Australia will be taking to the field will be against the South Africans. I just don't think it'll be at the SCG.
No, I think it's been moved to Perth. So weekend, of course, the South Africans were able to finish off this series. You'll notice that all the livery from Argentina was actually painted on the side of the field and in the stands and all that sort of thing. So that's what's going to happen here, is that when Argentina has a home game against the Wallabies or the Box, or the All Blacks, if they bother to turn up, that'll be all the respective logos and all that sort of thing. So I think when Newcastle had the game last year between Los Pumas and the All Blacks, it was actually a home game for Argentina. So we simply don't know what's going to go on. We've got 3 weeks to get that sorted out, and at least the Springboks will be in Perth ready to go, with the Wallabies ready to go. Wallabies, of course, have been in Perth doing some stuff there with the local community, which is great to see. So everybody's just going to have to be patient. I tend to suggest this test match we made up at the end of the year somewhere, may it be in Australia or overseas. We can say to you that definitely the All Blacks will be playing a test in Washington against the USA Eagles.
All right.
So that'll be interesting, considering what a dump the actual Washington Football Club NFL ground is. It's out in the middle of nowhere and all that sort of thing. So it's interesting they've taken it to Washington. But also we can confirm to you, Bear, that definitely the Wallabies will be playing two matches. They'll be playing tests at the end of the year against the Poms, the Scots, and the Welsh will be the first of them. They're looking for a fourth test, and that fourth test was maybe slated to be against France as a bit of a square up for this year, but it could be that All Black test somewhere like Twickenham.
I would have thought the obvious thing, if the Wallabies are going to the United Kingdom to play against the Poms, the Scots and the Welsh, that the Irish would be the next obvious choice. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm a man alone. Wixie, thank you very much as always for keeping us up to date with the game they play in heaven. We will speak again on Saturday on the Sideline View.
Good on you. Thanks, Pete.